guys. It's your girl, Steffi G. That's me. And this is the place to be. This is the Show Up to Go Up podcast, where you'll find inspiration and information on how to show up for yourself and live your best life. This podcast is for anyone who feels lost or stuck. Anyone that knows that they are capable of more, but isn't quite sure how to go about it. I'm here to encourage and guide you, but it all starts with you showing up for yourself. And it all starts now. All right, you guys. So a few days ago, I was having an amazing conversation with some of my best friends, and I was so excited and inspired by that conversation that I invited one of my friends, Miranda, to come on the show and talk about how to stay positive and keep moving forward despite all of this craziness that's going on with coronavirus. So I have personally seen Miranda grow so much over the years, and she is absolutely a product of what she preaches. She is a student of life. She's both creative and intellectual, and she's an amazing mother to two incredible girls. Miranda, thank you so much for showing up with me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on your show.
Yes. Before we get started too much, would you mind sharing a little bit about your story with everyone listening?
Yes, I will. I just want to say that I'm a normal, average human being, and I have two daughters. I had my first daughter when I was quite young, so that was a challenge that I experienced in the very beginning. I wound up going to school and graduating in about 3 years, and I worked three jobs while I was doing that, so I kind of kicked myself in the butt and got into gear. I then pursued a career in acting and entertainment arts for a good 5 years. And now I'm going back to school and balancing that with raising two girls and their education, as well as them being in dance. So that's a huge commitment for us. So that's what I'm juggling.
Yes. And you do an amazing job. So one thing that I love about Miranda is she has a passion for perseverance. And you just said, you know, having a girl or a child at such a young age, do you think that that's where that kind of came from? Or where did your passion for perseverance come from?
I think passion for perseverance comes from growing up in the Midwest. I think people in the Midwest understand that you get great results by working hard. I learned that from being a little girl, watching my parents work. My dad built every house that we ever lived in. We earned allowance by doing chores. I had a job since I was 14. So hard work is something that I think is born in the Midwest. And when you see your parents work hard and you are required to work hard yourself, you really begin as an adult, I think, to see how that is not, you may think like, oh, my friends are all playing, but it's like, no, actually, when you work hard, you get closer to what you want to do with your life. And that's more meaningful than, I think, easy way outs and stuff like that. So I think that's a very Midwestern quality.
For sure. Go Midwest. So we were talking the other day about how to be your best version of yourself, I guess. Like, obviously, there is a lot of chaos that's happening right now with coronavirus, and a lot of people are really struggling and facing a lot of fear. But what I heard from you is like, this is an opportunity to be the best version of yourself. So can you talk a little bit on that?
Yes, I think that it's really important when the world comes at you in ways that you're not expecting to, instead of trying to cling to what you had in the past or what was, it's really important to get very present and say, okay, what is required of me right now? What can I do right now to get myself better? What can I do right now to learn a little bit more or grow in this season of life? And that's with the coronavirus going on right now, but that's in every season of life. I think the older you get, the more you learn that life is hard. It's hard for me. It's hard for everybody. It's hard for your children. And once you accept that, I think you can understand that the best way to engage with challenge is to look at it in the face and say, what am I supposed to do here? And I think with the coronavirus, it's asking us to engage in our world in a new way, in a way that's different than what we've done before. And rather than looking as different as bad or scary, just say, okay, what am I going to do today? Because pushing it off onto somebody else or blaming it onto something isn't going to help you at all. It's not going to help you. The only thing that is going to help you, the only thing that will serve a purpose, is to look at something in the face and say, what can I do with it? And then do a little bit. You don't have to do it all in one day, but you can do a little bit at a time. And even if you make 20 minutes of your day productive during this time of crisis each day, that makes a difference over time.
Mm-hmm. I love how you were like, this ship may be burning, but I'm going to be successful no matter what. And if it's the end, then at least I'm going to be successful. I'm going to go down trying. That is so awesome.
And who doesn't want to go down trying? I think that people have a fear of failure. And I think that fear of failure prevents people from even beginning. And the reality is nobody honestly cares if you fail. Nobody cares if something looks wrong or right. I think people respect your willingness to try rather than your overall perfect result. I think nobody is perfect in life. And I think we're all just out here trying. And the more you're willing to sort of put yourself out there, the further you get every single time, even if it is a failure. And every failure that you experience, you learn from it. It's really just a step in your process of learning. And to be a student of what you're trying to create, I think, is a perspective that is so advantageous and underrated, because I think people come into something and they think, I have to have all the answers, but you don't. Really, if you have that perspective of what can I understand here? How can I use information that I'm learning right now to continue on my journey? That's going to get you closer and closer to the success that you want. And to even call it success is interesting, because I think of success as gained learning and understanding of yourself and how you're going to apply that in your world. And that's where I get meaning, probably more so than like quote unquote success, because I just think life is just a journey, and to figure out how to enjoy it along the way is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. That reminds me so much of the book that I'm reading, Mindset, talking about a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. So for me, like, I struggled with fear of failure growing up. It wasn't until more recently that I kind of learned that failure is a good thing. How did you learn to embrace failure?
I've thought about this because I don't have a lot of fear. And I think that part of the reason is because I did gymnastics when I was little. So we, you know, flew off bars. My brothers would throw me at the pool. I just didn't have a lot of fear because I was always flipping and doing things. And I think I really learned to trust my body through that. So I'm one that likes to go on hiking or climb a tree and go up really high and do all of those things because I want to know if I can. I'm more curious than I am afraid. And so that has been a personality trait that I still have today. I think bringing that from a physical aspect into my mental aspect was something that I've been working on actually over the past 5 to 6 years, being more fearless in the way that I think and more fearless in the way that I communicate is an interesting sort of new field for me. Because when you're looking at something like intelligence or you're looking at how you're raising your children, those are types of things that other people see. And obviously, everybody's feeling judged in it because that's just the world that we live in. But when you sort of start to bring that bit of fearlessness in that and saying, it's okay if I mess it up, if I yell at my kids and I lose my shit, you know, for one day, that's okay. It's not going to kill anybody and nobody cares because everybody has those things happening in their life. And I think you realize in your 20s, I think there's this idealism about this is the perfect life. This is how I think it should go. This is, you know, my goals. And I think as you get into your 30s, you start to understand life is just, it's just so unpredictable, and trying to hold on to something or some ideal doesn't serve any purpose. And I have really started to believe that having meaningful purpose is really the best way to enjoy life. And I think that I find meaning in life by extending myself in ways that I think are true to me. So if I'm telling my girls to do something, I want to know that I'm willing to do that myself. if I'm asking my girls to work out for 5 hours a day when they do their dance, I have to have integrity in what I'm doing. And I have to also be willing to apologize to them when I expect them to say, hey, I'm sorry for something that I did. And that sort of, I feel like even playing relationship, I know as a parent I've developed with my girls has been important. And it's hard because parents think I always have to be right. And the reality is, no, we're all always learning from each other. And I think that standpoint, again, of being a learner is so important because it takes the pressure off of, I need to be right, or I need to look good, or comparing myself to another person. Because when you have that learning sort of perspective, it's sort of like, we're just all here on the same table trying to figure this out together. And it's much more enjoyable. Life is much more enjoyable that way.
Right. You can be your true self and you don't have to worry about being perfect.
Right. And women have such a hard time with that. And it comes from a whole bunch of psychological studies. But even raising my two girls, I notice a difference, you know, with older children having more of that tendency, and younger children tend to have more of the tendency to be a little more free-spirited. But I think our structures in society can also contribute to the way we feel we need to be perfect. I think undoing those thought processes is really beneficial, you know, as you move further and further along in a career or whatever you're trying to build in your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. So I know that, you know, with everything that's going on, you lived in California, California shut down. So you decided to go home to Iowa, and your girls were in school, but that was kind of put on hold with no curriculum sent out for weeks and weeks. Can you talk about how you dealt with that and how you basically didn't miss a beat in, you know, continuing to push them and help them thrive during this time of uncertainty?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things about being a parent is really modeling behavior that you want to see in your children. So we heard, it was Friday, I don't even remember the date now, 2 weeks ago, Friday, school was being shut down and I'm taking some additional psychology courses. My classes got canceled and I took my daughter to Staples and we drove by Staples and Target and there was this line of people and cop cars driving by and it was just a very chaotic scene. And I'm very conscious about putting myself in an environment that feels at rest and at peace for me and for my family. And I saw that scene and I was just like, I am not going to be here if I don't have to. So I am from the Midwest. And so I called my mom and I was like, I'm thinking we may just fly out to Iowa and spend some time there because things are a little crazy in California. So I flew out the following Tuesday with the girls and we're in the country and our schools did not release any curriculum, which is a little crazy because I have a 10th grader and a 6th grader. So education to them is obviously really important and consistency is very important. So I was just like, we have to do something. We're here. We have internet. We have our computers. We have headphones. So how are we going to diagram our day so that we can at least dedicate some of this time to getting better and growing and continuing on a journey of learning, because you already were 5-6 months of this year and to lose it because of some incident outside of our control, it's not worth it. Figure out a way to engage yourself. And even if you don't know the curriculum, that's okay. All you have to do is use Google, or you can go to your school's website, or we can come up with a plan between us that works. But it's like, I'm not going to not do nothing because that gets me nowhere closer to my goals. Basically, my goal in getting my, you know, having educated children who understand that there is a lot of structure that supports them. And they're super lucky for having that on most days. I think that's one of the things we're learning a lot is that our society offers a lot of structure, and those structure provides a lot of support for things we take for granted. And honestly, I think one of the lessons to be learned right now is to say, how can I engage myself even when nobody's watching me? How can I learn even when nobody's telling me to? How can I continue towards my athletic and fitness goals even when my coaches aren't yelling at me? That's the true sign of character and integrity. And those qualities that you have when no one else is looking is what makes or breaks your life. And I think with my girls and what I keep telling them is this is that opportunity for you to dig deep and practice integrity and practice character. You know, you don't have people over your back watching you. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to show up for yourself? You know, because you're the only one who benefits from these things. So do something with it. And that's just a desire to push forward, because I, more than anything, I don't like to feel helpless. There's always something that you can do, that you can, you know, look at, that you can consider and move forward with.
Yeah, absolutely. So that brings me to the name of this podcast is Show Up to Go Up. So what does it mean to you to show up for yourself, even when you don't want to?
When I saw that question, I was just like tired when I thought about it. And I think every parent, you know, of children and trying to either have a job or work on other things in life, it's hard to wake up in the morning. And that's just the truth. And I probably should be ashamed of it, but it's just the truth. I use meditation in the morning to help calm myself, because I think every parent is asked to do more than they are capable of in a day and be good at their job and be so patient with their children and still plan meals and get them to wherever they're going on time. It is a lot. And in the morning, I think that meditation really helps to just calm myself and say, whatever I get to is enough. And the other part that really drives me is purpose. If I can be of service to someone, if I can help my family do what they need to do, or if I even just make good choices with my food for the day, there are lots of little ways throughout your day that you can think, I maybe don't have the energy to study for my really hard exam, but today I'm going to use what little energy I do have to focus on healthy meals for the day, or maybe I'm going to get out and walk. And it's really, I think the meditation helps me to regulate, sort of check in with my own energy level and make conscious decisions and reasonable decisions for my day. Because some days you're tired and some days you've got a lot of energy. And I think as parents, it's okay to gauge yourself, especially right now, engage with the energy that you do have and let that be enough.
Yeah, absolutely. I love how you said checking in with yourself, awareness, and then being proactive. I feel like so many people are struggling right now and kind of numbing themselves to what's going on. I guess, do you have any words of wisdom how to take those steps to show up for yourself and get out of that state of fear?
I really think that number one, staying off social media is not staying off, but not having that be your first check-in. That's an important thing, because I think in checking in with yourself, if you immediately go to social media, you start to see what other people are doing. And unless you're looking for inspiration, it's often in the form of comparison. So that can start your day off really in a place that isn't worthwhile. One of the things that I do try to do is I start my morning with, it's called MITS, which is most important things of your day. And you're supposed to select three things that you want to accomplish today. And one of those things could be, I'm going to make my bed today. Or it could be, I'm going to organize a closet. But I try to start my day with meditation. Then I do my three most important things. And sometimes they're relevant. Like I just want to get my dishes done, or I absolutely have to get to the grocery store today. And then at the end of your day, you feel like, okay, at least I accomplished, you know, something. And I think just being graceful with yourself, giving yourself grace is really, really important. And also, if you're the opposite of my personality, you know, it's important to expect something of yourself, because the world is a challenging place and it responds to strength and it responds to your actions. So don't give away your power to create action. I think that numbing, while that can be a natural process when things feel traumatic, but all you do is hurt yourself. You hurt yourself when you choose to zone out. So even if engaging in the present doesn't push you forward, it at least makes you aware of what's going on in front of you. And I think that's important. I think it's useless, number one, and I hate useless things. So yeah, I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, sometimes just taking yourself out of that cycle, like you can be in that numbness cycle and then you have a perspective from the outside of it. You think it's useless. And sometimes it's just a matter of taking yourself outside of it and looking, evaluating. And I know you do a lot of self-evaluation. So maybe that's just what it is like seeing it from the outside and how useless it is.
I hate to waste time. And I think some time that I can never get back is when I'm hungover. If I go out and I've drank a little too much, I literally hate myself. And the reason is because I'm useless all day long. And I feel like I should be doing something with my kids. I should be taking care of my plants. I should be studying or reading or writing. And I think that time is something you can never get back. You never, ever can get back time. And so I just don't want to waste it. And there's so many ways that you can be effective with your time. You can take care of plants. You can go to the store and be nice to somebody. You can let somebody in front of you on the freeway and be like, hey, buddy, I'm going to let you in. And that's contributing to your world. And it's much better than numbing and staying away and staying in a dark corner, because at least you're communicating with other people. And again, you might not be winning a gold medal or owning your own business, but contributing in a positive way to the world is meaningful. It always is meaningful. Opening the door for an older person or a mother who's carrying her baby in a car seat, that's so meaningful to the people that you interact with. And that's important.
Yeah, well, that to me sounds like the balance between the go, go, go and having goals, but also slowing down to be in the moment with other people.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's amazing how much you can tap into when you really slow down. And I think that's one nice thing that's coming from the coronavirus is all of the slowdown of many, many people. And while there is social distancing, the pace of our world is resting. And that's meaningful for all of us. We're a little more patient with each other. The pace on the highways is better. Just so many things.
Yeah, we're finally taking a breath. And it's so true, because not just us, like the earth, our environment is taking a breath as well.
Right. And if all you did in all of your life was hurry from one place to the next, and you never stopped to enjoy it, what did you do with your life? And even somebody who is overly contributing to society, maybe they run a business to the point that they've run themselves ragged. They've actually become a function of society rather than a participant in life. And honestly, I really want to be a participant in life. I want to accomplish goals, and I want to drive towards the things I think I'm here to do, while also understanding that it's important to look at somebody in the face, and it's important to let somebody in even when you don't want to. And it's important to be a good person, because you only get one shot. You only get one life. And if you spend it rushing and just trying to accomplish something that's not meaningful, you're going to get to the end of your life and all you will have been was a function of life, not much more different than a computer. And I really want to be alive. I really want to be present and serve my purpose in the world.
Yes, that is so good. I just want to take a moment, and I want all of you guys listening to think about how you can be a participant in life. That is so awesome. And I'm glad that you brought that up. And I'm very sad because we're running out of time, but I want to ask you one last question. And that is something that I ask every guest. I would love to know, what is a quote that you love or that you love to live by?
My favorite quote is actually one that I kind of came up with myself, and it is this: it's great things always come from adversity, always. And I have lived my life by that. I think everything that feels like a setback, that appears as though it's a challenge, is an opportunity for you to grow. And whenever you have setback, whenever you have challenge, that those are the opportunities for you to really grow, for you to really go to your next level, for you to become a better person, an opportunity for you to expand yourself. We oftentimes, when life throws challenging times at us, we look and think, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? When really it's sort of like, hey, I just gave you a free membership to the gym. And so sort of reframing the way we think about challenges as this opportunity for us to grow and engage in a new way. I think really that's the purpose of any challenge in life. And whenever something bad is happening, I just say to myself, great things always come from adversity. And if this was given to me, I'm going to show up and see what I can do with it.
Yes, I love that. Well, at the front of this, you said that you are just a normal person, but I do not think that you are just a normal person. I think that you are so special and your mindset is amazing. And thank you so much for showing up and giving us all this amazing insight today.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. My goal for this podcast is to reach and help as many people as possible. So it would mean so much if you would take the time to subscribe, review, and share this podcast. See you next time.